You're listening to That's What They Say here on Michigan Public.
It's 100% true that people online are asking about sentences like, I got an 100 on the test.
That's what they say. I'm Rebecca Kruth. Thanks for being with us today. We are joined by University of Michigan English professor Anne Curzan. Hi, Anne.
Hello.
I have definitely heard little kids say this before. The second I saw this, I was like, I can just picture a little kid saying, I got 100 on my math test, just like you said in your example.
And I love that you noted that you can imagine hearing this. You will not see it written down very often because this is going to happen in more informal speech. And as soon as you write it down and you get an 100, it looks very odd because you have two articles in a row. I got asked about this after a talk I gave in Chicago a couple of months ago, had not really been on my radar, but when I went and looked online, you could find it in different forums where people are asking, I do this, is it wrong? And some people are trying to say, yes, it's absolutely wrong. But I'm, of course, more interested in what's going on here. So, Rebecca, let's start with 100. And if we think about 100 as a number, in more spoken, less formal speech, we will also say that with 100. And they mean the same thing.
Yeah, like you might say, I read 100 pages last night.
That's right. Or I read 100 pages last night. Rebecca, for you, is there any difference between I read 100 pages and I read 100 pages?
See, the second you said I read 100 pages, I'm like, I believe her. She definitely read 100 pages last night. The other one, I read 100 pages. Yeah, maybe you read 90. Maybe you read, you know.
I agree that when we say 100, there's probably a little more emphasis, perhaps more specificity. Now, the way in which one and a can work the same way with 100, we see that with other count nouns such as dozen. So I bought one dozen bagels. I bought a dozen bagels. There are still 12 bagels.
I think 9 times out of 10, you're going to hear somebody say a dozen as opposed to one dozen. That sounds very formal to me.
Yeah. Okay. So now let's imagine that I am describing my score on a test. I got 84. And I might say I got an 84 or I got a 60. So if I got 100, I could say I got a 100. I could also just say I got 100, where 100 represents 100. But I could say I got a 100. And if I can say I got a 100, it is also possible for me to say I got an 100. So we can see how we get there. Or let's imagine I bought a tank and it holds 100 gallons. There are a couple of different ways I could say that. I could say I bought a 100-gallon tank. I could also say I bought a 100-gallon tank, but you could also hear someone say I bought an 100-gallon tank.
And they all mean the same thing.
They do. And that 100 used to mean 100 we'll also hear in things like, let's imagine swimming or running, where you might do the distance of 100 meters. One could say, let's swim 2 last hundreds, where 100 represents a 100. Or let's think about money. Rebecca, I say to you, I gave her 300s. And 300s would be 3 $100 bills. Now, while we're talking about 100 and 100, I thought we should talk about 100% as an adjective and adverb for entirely or completely. This first shows up in English early 20th century when we can say things like, I'm 100% certain. Or what you'll hear now, where 100% can be an answer. Someone says, Anne, can you come with us? And I say, 100%. And one other note, while I was looking at this in the Oxford English Dictionary, it's not until the 1960s that we see 100% used to refer to health, and usually in the negative when we'll say something like, I'm just not feeling 100%.
Well, Anne, thank you for always giving 100% during these segments. You get an 100.
There it is, Rebecca, and now we've said it on the air.
Anne Curzan is an English professor at the University of Michigan and the author of Says Who, a kinder, funner usage guide for everyone who cares about words. We look at the evolution of language Friday afternoons at 4:45 and Sunday mornings at 9:35 here on Michigan Public. You can also subscribe to the show wherever you get your podcasts. And if you've got a language question for us, email us at language@michiganpublic.org.